Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie. I like people to call me Natalie. I think it's kind of endearing or something. I don't. Stars Cast seems kind of formal. Anyways, I've got my panel here with us tonight. I've got Stars James, I've got Stars Dragon Spirit, and Stars Cosmic Denise, and they are going to talk about manifestation, which is kind of, we all want to know how to do that, I think. You know, how can we improve our life and create our own reality? So with that, I'm going to take it over to Stars James and let him start the show. Oh, and James is not on. And I didn't put you on speaker. Now you can start the show, James.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Incognito, and I looked and I thought, oh, there's no red lights by their names. I guess they're not going to be able to hear me. Okay, go ahead, James. Take it away.
Okay, yes. I didn't hear you, so I didn't hear your introduction. But I will also welcome everyone to the show. We are so glad that you're here to listen in. And just want to thank the people that are in the chat room. I know Stars Priestess Candy's always in the chat room, and there's plenty others from Stars in the chat room. So we just want to say thank you to them. The co-hosts of the show today, we have Denise and Cheyenne. If anything that anyone says, like in the chat room, or you want to discuss with us more, maybe in a reading or even about these principles, we are all available live on starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Denise on that is Stars Cosmic Denise, and Cheyenne is Stars Dragon Spirit. I am Stars James on the site. So I'll be referred to as James, Cheyenne, and Denise. Okay. And then also, this is a call-in show, and you know what? I am looking at my notes, and I have a little blank space where the telephone number belongs. So, all right. So the number, if you want to call in and interact with the show, you can do so. And we welcome callers. If you have questions about the topic, maybe something doesn't make sense to you, or you want additional information about the topic, or you have something to add. Maybe you've experienced some of the principles or some of the things that we're talking about today and you want to add and share your story, we would love to hear from you. That number is 347-838-9736. Again, that number is 347-838-9736. And if you're in the chat room, it's actually available above the chat room. If you could just scroll up, it's right there. And tonight we'll be talking about manifestation and the manifestation principles. I actually really love this topic. It's one that to me is very, I mean, it is a fundamental belief for me. I mean, this is, if you were to strip, you know, everything else away kind of on the surface, what you'll find in terms of my belief system is that, you know, this is really the tenets of what I believe true about the nature of the universe, about the nature of, you know, my own personal experience, about spirituality. Really, it all kind of goes together with this particular topic. So I really, I'm really glad that we are talking about this topic because it's something that is very important to me. And I just want to start out just by talking about what I call, you know, the door is really our structure or our belief. And, you know, the beliefs may be different. To me, beliefs are valid and they're good in that they allow us to seek something greater, seek something, to move beyond. This is kind of my perspective on beliefs, is I always hold my beliefs with an open hand. And I just say, okay, God, or spirit, or whatever, you know, whatever terminology you use, you take out and put in my belief hand, whatever you want to take out and put in. As long as it allows me to continue on this evolutionary process, I'm not going to hold on to it too tightly, because what I found is when I hold on to things too tightly, it actually kind of pushes me backwards. So I want to give you the three, really what I consider spiritual principles, the three core beliefs about manifestation. And then we'll probably later on, of course, we're going to get into more practical aspects. But these are, to me, the principles that make the most sense to me and allow me to kind of, it's like the door. It allows me to kind of get to a place where I can practice the principles. So the first belief that I have is that every moment of my existence, every moment of everyone's existence, we are constantly creating. We are creating through our thoughts and our emotions. The way that I view this is that our internal reality is what manifests itself outward in terms of our experience. And we're also co-creating. We're creating with others. And this can, you know, this can be for beautiful things, or it can actually be for things like war. And even so far, my personal belief is that even famines and hurricanes and things that are destructive in nature are actually a part of the neural network of humanity, and that we actually contribute to the negativity that we experience there as well. And that's just, and I am not saying that you ever have to adopt or pick up my personal beliefs. What I would say is at least acknowledge them and go, well, you know, that might be true and that might not be true. And, you know, either way, I think that the fundamentals of this are kind of the important part, not necessarily that you have to adopt my belief or Cheyenne's belief or Denise's belief, because really what I've noticed when it comes to talking about this particular topic, the underlying beliefs tend to differ quite a bit between different teachers. But really, if you get away from semantics and language, what they're all talking about is really the same thing. And I've kind of, you know, I've studied several different religions, followed many different teachers, had several different mentors, all of which provided me with different types of beliefs. But when I go back through and I really look at this, I go, oh, well, you know what? It really is, I mean, it really is a correlation between them, and it really does kind of, go together. They're just different ways of saying the same thing. So anyway, but again, that first belief is that we're creating our own reality through our inner reality. We are creating their external experience. And to me, I believe that this is what, you know, I refer to this as faith. Because to me, these are spiritual principles, I will use spiritual terminology to explain them. And so to me, that is faith. In fact, if you go back into like religious history, I'm an ordained minister in the Christian tradition, and Jesus said, with enough faith, we can move mountains. And I truly believe that, you know, that we can shift even natural structures through our consciousness. Now, you know, I will be honest, I've never done that. I've moved things like my finances and relationships, but I guess I've never really done that. But that's, you know, that's okay. I still believe that it is possible, you know, from my belief system and the structure that I have to explain this. Okay, and then the second thing that is really important to me. So we have faith as the first one. The second one is that there is a power or a force that is within each of us that we are connected to, that has the potential to create. And oftentimes when I'm doing a reading for someone, especially if it's someone that does not have a religious background or is resistant to religious background, I call this unlimited potential and unlimited resource. But to me, that is God. God is unlimited potential and unlimited resource. And you know, and so I would put it again into the category of spirituality, because that's how it makes sense to me. That's how I understand it. But that is what we're connected to, and that is the kind of the source of where all of this manifestation flows from. And then, you know, then we always get the, well, then why does God allow suffering? Well, and that's because we are essentially God. I mean, we are creating through God essence. Now, I personally believe that God is love, and that we can seek. I mean, and this is why I feel like, you know, in terms of my experience, it's important to have a relational dynamic where you are connected to the angels or to the Holy Spirit or to Jesus or to, you know, whatever gets you there. But that is where, you know, it is important to me to seek that, because what I found is that's really the next thing I want to talk about. But is that love is really the key to that door, because without that, we're not really able to walk through. We're not really able to manifest our deepest desires in a way that is beneficial to everyone around us and brings them with us. Because this evolutionary journey is just like the creative process. We are creating for ourselves, and we are evolving ourselves, but we are co-creating with others. and we are co-evolving with others. But I'm going to get into that more. I mean, I believe that's the key to the door when it comes to manifestation. So the belief system that you hold related to that, and I feel that, you know, there's fundamental principles related to that, that we are creators, essentially, and that we are connected to a higher force that allows us to create. That's the door. And then love, to me, in my experience, is the key. And I'll explain that a little bit later. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to Cheyenne. What are the belief systems? What resonates with you in terms of this particular topic that is kind of like the basis for it? How it works? How does this stuff work?
Okay. Well, thanks, James, and I welcome everybody who's come, because it's always a nice thing to do this on Monday nights. Again, another broad subject, and I totally agree with you. There's so many different practices that believe in different methods of manifesting, but faith and belief is what gets you there. Without those two things, no matter what practice you use, to me, in my belief system, if you don't have the faith in it, then it's not going to happen. You have to have faith in something. Something, you know, if people out there, excuse me, don't like the word God or whatever it is, as long as you believe in something that is bigger than yourself, something in creation that has more power, that is able to transcend certain things out of this physical, then you've got your connection one way or the other. There's a couple of things that you brought up. We move energy all the time through our thoughts, through our actions, all the way down the line. We are always rearranging energy. And the way we rearrange that energy makes room for other things, or it doesn't. And a lot of people don't realize that even a certain thought, puts out a certain energy wave, if you want to call it that, and it's either going to pull something to you that you like or pull something to you that you may not like. It's all in a thought pattern. To me, there's three things that you really need. Faith and belief are always a given. Those, you know, I wouldn't have even mentioned, but you mentioned it, James, and I think that's a very important thing. If you don't have faith and belief in what you're doing, then why are you doing it? But I also believe that there has to be a need. If somebody's wanting to manifest something in their life on purpose, there has to be the need. And second, I would say there has to be the emotion. The emotion energy in our bodies is electrified. It's just bursting. So you have to have the emotion behind it. You're needing something, and you've got this emotion as to why you need it. And then the knowledge of what it is and how to ask for it. To me, all things are available. It's just a matter of you getting that energy within yourself and say, okay, this is what I'm asking for. This is what I feel that I need. This is what I would like. And then put it out there and then have faith and belief that it's going to come. Now, it may not come in the manner that you want. It may not come in the form that you want. But it will come one way or the other. It will come. And, you know, leave yourself open to accept whatever it is, however it is, however it came. It may come in several steps, you know. Let's give an example of people that are bartering. Say, Susie has one thing that she needs from you, and she has something that you can use from her. Well, you're going to do that. And then the line goes down the line. But then you eventually end up with what it is that you wanted. But it may not have come exactly when you wanted. And it may not come in the exact form that you wanted it. I think that's really important. And if it doesn't come right away, it may not be in your highest interest to take it, to have it right then and there. It may be more important for you to have something else or you're needing something else that you're not aware of that's going to come. Now, same as you, James, I'm not going into a lot of other things insofar as the practices and so forth, because there's a lot of those, and I'm sure we'll get back around to those. But be willing to accept what comes. If you're wanting something and you're truly wanting it in your heart and your emotions are behind it, it will come. I mean, as long as you have faith and as long as you have belief, it will come. You know, ask, visualize. You got to have intent. You got to have heart. You got to have passion, because every one of those things that I just listed carries an energy with it. And when that energy builds in you and then you finally just explode and let it out, it lets everything in creation know, hey, this is what's going on, this is what I need, and watch it come. And I've seen that happen not just with other people. I've done this myself. And to be very honest with you, I was shocked, because sometimes I ended up getting what I needed before the end of the day. Sometimes it came in a week. Sometimes it was 6 months down the line. But the point is, I made room for it. I really needed it, and it came. If you're wanting something and you need something, make room for it. If you're absolutely sure that you're needing something, make room for it and accept it in the shape that it comes. I'm going to give a real silly off-the-wall example here, and then I'm going to pass it to Denise. Say, for instance, you're wanting a new chair, a new lounge chair, okay? Well, if you're wanting a new lounge chair, start rearranging the furniture in your living room so that you make room for this. So once you start rearranging the room, the universe says, okay, she really needs it. She really wants this. Start making room for things. If you're going to ask for it, make sure that you have room for it. Cleanse things. Denise, I know you talk about this a lot, you know, about things that you don't need and things that do not serve you. Get it out of there. Make room for it. As long as you make room for things, things will happen. Things will come. I'm going to go ahead and end it there like you did, James, and I'm going to go ahead and pass it off to Denise now.
All right. Thank you, Cheyenne. You made a lot of excellent points when it comes to manifestation that I'd like to echo as well. You did mention the whole aspect of, you know, feng shui, which is feng shui 101, which is all about decluttering and making room, as you mentioned, for the things that you want. If you want a relationship, make room in your closet with some extra hangers. Make room in your bathroom. Maybe hang an extra towel. Maybe set the table for two. You know, you have to really get into, and again, that you mentioned, the intent. You have to get into that place where if you truly want something, you have to get that intention and start creating your life as if you already have it. And that's one thing a lot of people don't exactly do when it comes to wanting something in their life. You actually have to go the next step of thank you for what it is that you're wanting that you haven't yet quite received, because it's in the work once you put it out there. But when you get into that place of appreciation before it actually manifests, you're just upping the ante of knowing that, A, it's, you know, you're worthy of it, and B, that you trust the universe to deliver. Also, you mentioned something about being open to how things manifest, because if you're not really, you know, down and, I guess, into the particulars of what you want, which is really necessary as well, like if you want a red bike, say that you're looking for, you know, you have the intention of a red bike, maybe look at the details of it, maybe find a photo of it and have that visual. But if you're really just open to anything, or if you state anything in a general sense, you definitely have to be open to how it chooses to manifest, whether it comes in an opportunity or the actual product, but in another color. The thing about the universe is the world does revolve around every single one of us, and the universe does answer to every single one of us. So if we want something, we can always keep asking if we don't get it the first time. And I'm sure both of you mentioned it, or one of you mentioned it. But, yeah, it's really just about making sure that you know what you're looking for, you have the intent, you have the trust, and you make room for it, and you also make sure that you're just open for how it chooses to manifest in your life. And a lot of the times, it will come through opportunity, not exactly the physical object or thing of that nature. But if you do your research, you know exactly what you're looking for. Manifestation is a very easy process. James did mention, I believe you did as well, Cheyenne, that if you want something, you really have to kind of go up to the high vibrational level, because a lot of stuff that manifests on the low vibration is going to be low vibrational things. So if you're very negative, or you have this idea that nothing good ever happens to you, or, you know, you're a failure, anything of that nature, you're going to keep manifesting more situations that are going to keep you having those thoughts. The minute you go up a notch to that next level and you start working with affirmations and affirmations and start maybe, you know, working a little bit more with the repetitive sense of I deserve the best and, you know, I'm great enough and why am I so great and, you know, all that type of stuff, you are going to start affecting not only your conscious, you know, output, but also the subconscious, which also does a lot of the work in itself when it comes to the things that we manifest on the everyday level. Just the other day, I was working with the manifestation, because one thing you might want to take advantage of is the full moon phases. They're great times to manifest things in your life. We have a lunar eclipse coming up on the 8th, okay? Mercury is going to go in retrograde on the 4th. So, yeah, things are going to be kind of be about revisiting and reworking. But that lunar eclipse, and then we have a solar eclipse later in the month, but those eclipses are really powerful times to manifest things. So if you are in the Wiccan belief system, or if you just really like working with the energy of the moon, regardless of what you believe in, they're really powerful times for intention and for working with manifestation and law of attraction. So one thing I was doing is I was really trying to just get a matter resolved the other day, and I went right to the angels. So at the end of the day, if you don't know how to manifest something, prayer is a really simple way to manifest anything in your life, okay? So I was just simply making a prayer to the angels about just to resolve a situation that I was just like, you know, somebody owed me money, and I was just like, let's just resolve this. I don't care how it gets resolved. Let's just resolve this. So I was what I got was the solution to resolve it more than just, you know, giving all that energy out to the universe to resolve it for me. Now, how it was resolved was a little bit like, oh, well, that was interesting. But for the most part, how the idea of the proactive measure that I needed to take, that was what was received for the universe to then take over and finish it up. So sometimes things can come in that way, where it just doesn't eliminate itself completely from your life, but you get maybe the ideas of how to go about and do something. You don't want to ignore those, because I like to say, and we spoke of this last time, last time I was on the air, as God helps those who help themselves. And it's a saying that, like I said, it doesn't come from an ego place or God's a mean dude up in stars. It comes from a place of pure, honest love. God's is a white lighted source in terms of how I see God. And it's saying that if you really want something, be willing to take the next step, or to take the proactive step to get it, or take the steps once you have it and do the work that's necessary. Because if you want to be Oprah, you know, or you want to be a billionaire, anything of that nature, there are some steps you have to take, and there might be some sellout moves you have to make as well. But, and I'm talking in the sense of, you know, Illuminati type of stuff, but you have to, you know, there are some measures that need to be taken. But at the end of the day, the highest mind, the going to the source, going from a white-lighted place, will always manifest things to your highest good. And asking for things to come about for your highest good is sometimes the best thing you could do, where you don't have to ask for things in a particular way. You just simply go, okay, God, give me that relationship that's for my highest good. Give me that opportunity that's for my highest good. And that sometimes is the best thing you could do, because you know the universe is working purely for your highest good. It knows exactly what you need, and then you just need to just welcome in that opportunity or that person or whatever that comes in, and you're going, all right, thank you. And again, going from a place of just being attitude of gratitude before you even get it can sometimes be really great, too, for seeing things manifest in your life. So I kind of just blurted all that out really fast, but you guys made some really excellent points, and I just want to add to it.
No, I definitely appreciate that, and I think that's really good. And just to clarify, I really know, just because I hear what you're saying, but I did want to ask you too, even though I kind of already know the answer. So you agree? I mean, I know Cheyenne had mentioned it, but you agree that we are really creating what's around us. I mean, is that?
No. Yeah, I do believe we are constantly creating what's around us. I do also feel that some of the highlights in our life are pre-planned, that we kind of
get
over our charts, and there are some things that you can't exactly change, so to speak, or create. We're not playing God here down this earth plane. There is a schedule. There is a certain path that we need to take on. Your astrology chart, for one, can point out a lot of the highlights that you might come across in your life, as well as numerology charts as well. But yeah, for the most part, once we're down here and we are walking that path and that journey, the little in between, we can definitely create opportunities for ourselves. As I mentioned with the Oprah scenarios, not everybody's going to be a billionaire. That might not be on your life path. So sometimes you have to just be focused to the next level that you want to go and not compare yourself to other people and try to manifest what they have, unless you really, truly want it. Because with money comes responsibility, period. And I've seen with a lot of people, especially when it comes to money, they want a quick sell, or they want a quick law of attraction method to get a ton of money to win the lottery. We've all had this question, when am I going to win the lottery? I mean, if you were in the psychic field, you have had that question guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Way.
You know, or why aren't you rich if you're a psychic? You know what I mean? Or why haven't you won the lottery? Like, well, I'm not supposed to. So it's one of those things where I think you have to be realistic to your past, because opportunities will come in for you to go to the next level of success. Yes, people who do win the lottery, oftentimes they go right back to their same situation financially because they couldn't handle the responsibility or the level of commitment. Because
they had no container to hold it.
A level of commitment wasn't at that vibration.
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to ask for money or anything of that nature, be realistic with your request. So let's say you are making $100,000, okay, and you now want to move up to $150,000. That's reasonable, you know, or even $125,000. So just keep it somewhere in an actionable place where you can realistically go to that next vibration to manage things. Because once you've managed one set, money will come in to help you manage the next set, and the next set, and the next set. So it's really important to get your foundation quite solid if you are asking for something that's going to take you to the next level where you want to go. Because you can't ask for Prince Charming if you're not quite a princess. So you have to definitely make sure that, and like I said, your foundations are solid before you try and go to the next level of request from the universe. It just helps.
Too, James, if you don't mind, I'd like to interject here too. Even though we are creating things, I do believe things get created that are thrown at us.
Right. I agree with that.
In
we
order
are co-creating.
To grow in order for us to see different things. It's kind of like when you said, you know, about Mother Nature and stuff, you know, that exists for a reason. But I do believe that things get thrown at us, you know, to see, have we evolved? Have we moved up? How are you going to handle this or that? You know, but yeah. I definitely think that things are given to you for a reason.
I have to tell
question.
A story.
Okay.
Were you done, Cheyenne? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
I'm done.
I got that ping, like you need to tell the story, and it's an interesting story for the radio. But anyway, first of all, I want to say that, you know, kind of what I believe with what I believe that we are creating everything, that there isn't a single thing. However, I do believe that some of the things are like preordained or predestined for us to walk through for the evolutionary journey. But I feel like that is a part of the spirit nature inside of us that knows what we need. And that you know, that is a part of our higher nature. And it is too. First of all, I believe that resistance, and this is just what I believe, but I believe that resistance that we come into, it is the purpose for that is to help us evolve and to grow. And that there are a lot of things that are completely unavoidable because it will jolt us into a different vibration. If we are depressed, sometimes the next best thing for us is to get pissed off, because that's a higher vibration that will move us out of the depression. And so something may happen in a depressed person's life that really pisses them off, and I'm like, whoa, great, you know what, you took a step up, you know. But I do believe that that is a part of our of the creative process as well, in that, you know, and it kind of goes with we really will continually create at whatever level that we're at, but then there will always be things to push us up, and that's a part of the, and I believe that we've created that too, essentially. Now, in terms of we've logically thought this through and we're like, okay, I really want to get into a car accident today. No, I don't. It doesn't work like that. That's not what I believe at all. Now, did I create that car accident? Yes. But did I intentionally manifest that car accident at that moment, because I had a desire to get into a car accident? No, that's preposterous. That doesn't make any sense, because I don't like being in car accidents. In fact, car accidents usually piss me off. So I guess that's kind of my say on that. But I do want to kind of move on. First of all, I do want to tell the story, but I want to tell it in context with what I said about love. And I do believe, and I know that there are other people that disagree with me, and that's okay, but I believe that love is the highest vibration, but not necessarily the, I do not feel that the emotional or physical high associated with love is love. I think that love has essentially been misappropriated as that, because when you go, I've worked with tens of thousands, probably more than that, people throughout my career. And very early on, one of the things, especially when I was doing pastoral counseling, one of the things that Spirit would tell me to ask people is, well, what do you think love is? How do you want to be loved? How do you want to be loved? And I've never, ever had the answer of somebody saying, well, I really want my lover to say, I am with you because you make me really horny. Or I am with you because you make me feel good. But if I ever stop feeling good, I'm out of here. Nobody ever wants that. That's not love. Love to me is unconditional acceptance, no matter what. Unconditional acceptance. And that's why I feel that love is the highest vibration, because it does represent, it is unconditional acceptance to me. And there's actually a verse in the Bible that says there are only two laws when it comes to spirituality. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. My understanding of that is not this emotional connection to even really God, because sometimes God really pisses me off, you know, and sometimes I have to say that, you know, I don't like this whole process that you've created here. I'm not really fond of that, but I don't feel like, I don't feel like that is in opposition to love at all, because in saying that, I am still able to accept unconditionally. I have to, because that emotional response, when we talked about emotions a little bit, that emotional response is real. Emotions never go away until we deal with them, until we are willing to process them and work through them. We are going to push them down, and they are going to manifest themselves up through addiction, through misappropriation of our relationships, through all different things. But emotions really don't ever go away, so we really have to address that, and that is a part of that unconditional acceptance. And we have to understand, even in relationship, that in relationship we have to, if you really want a loving relationship, you really have to know what that is. Because I think that some people are very confused about what that is. It means that I have a really good sex life, or it means that, you know, I get these bubbly feelings every time I see that person, and that is just not true. In the context of a real relationship, you're going to get hurt. And you will have to work through that, and you will have to forgive, and you'll have to let go. And that is what I mean by unconditional acceptance, and why I feel like that's the highest vibration, and I feel like that is the manifestation of love. So that being said, this is one thing that Spirit has been challenging me on, and very much so challenging me on. First of all, I've been, I'm kind of feel pretty comfortable now. I'm in a comfortable place when it comes to manifestation for the first time in my life. over the past 6 months, I've been in steady flow. And I think that 6 months is the longest I've ever been in steady flow when it comes to manifestation. Manifesting my desires. I don't want to say manifestation because I think manifestation is going to happen no matter what. Okay. So that one of the things that Spirit has really been talking to me about is acceptance of just unconditional acceptance of everything. And so I'm doing this fitness class, and it's a water fitness class, and I was in the pool, and I was doing the exercise, and I jump up out of the pool, and my suit did not jump up with me. And it was a class of, I think there's 17 or 18 people in the class, and it was very noticeable because my swimming trunks swam to the other side of the pool, and I had to go get them. And and what happened in that moment was initially I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is happening. This is the most horrible thing that's ever. And then I stopped for a moment, and I just had silence in my brain. And then I was like, you know what? This just is what's happening right now. And I can take it as something that is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, or I can just take it as something that is that I need to just work through and deal with. And so I swam over and put my trunks back on. And, yes, people noticed, and nobody said anything because they were probably way more embarrassed than I was because I had gotten to the point where I just unconditionally accepted that experience. And it was good. I feel like I created that, of course, because it was good because I needed to know that I was able to switch from a place whereas even like probably 3 months ago, if that were to happen, I would be in distress, terrible distress. So it's actually a really good thing that happened to me because I actually was not. I was maybe for a second, but then immediately the vibration shifted. And one of the things that Cheyenne had mentioned and Denise had mentioned both is that we really have to get to a place of higher vibration. Cheyenne said it in this way. She said that you have to be able to believe in something greater. And the reason for that is you're only ever going to manifest at the level that you're at. So if you are manifesting at the level of fear, which is where most people are, if you're manifesting at the level of fear, you are going to continually bring in things that will create a more fearful experience for you until you are able to do one of two things. You will have to let go of past stories that tell you, I have a history of this negative thing happening to me. This was one thing that was very, very much so an experience in my life when it came to money. I, in the past, had some very negative money experiences, including one time I was homeless. I just didn't have a lot of money. I seemed to always spend more than came in. And I remember I created this affirmation for myself. I make money easily and effortlessly, and more money always comes in than goes out. And I said it over and over, and I said it when I was not experiencing it. I mean, I really did, you know, it was something that I had to work through. I said it in the mirror so that I could see my own reaction to it and change those fundamental beliefs, the story that I've told myself that, well, my history doesn't prove to me that money is readily available, and it doesn't prove to me that money is easy. It proves to me that money is difficult to make and that, you know, it comes very hard and there's never enough. That was my history. I had to change, really, my history, my understanding of the history. I had to let it go. And that's one thing that has to happen, really, before you're ever going to enter into a higher vibration. You need to recognize those stories that you are telling yourself about the past, that have created a negative momentum in your experience. Now, the second thing that has to happen is you have to, a lot of people will have I will be happy when story. And this is a story we tell ourselves about the future. One example of this is I was talking to my mother, oh gosh, about a week ago. And she said, man, I really can't wait until I die and go to heaven. I was like, what? Why would you say that? Not that, yeah, I've had a near-death experience. I've been to heaven several times, but my experience of heaven and my experiences of earth right now, and this is just where I'm at right now, not where I was before, but this is where I'm at right now, are pretty much fairly similar through this understanding that everything really truly manifests out of love, and when you're manifesting out of love, all of your desires are fulfilled. I truly believe that 100%. I believe that that's what heaven is. In fact, I believe that heaven, or the nature of what we call heaven, is that all of our desires are being met because we are unconditionally accepting what's in front of us at the moment. And that will constantly raise your vibration, and you will your desires will constantly be brought into you. So we had a conversation. I said, well, gosh, it actually made me very sad. So, like, you know, you're going to wait for the rest of your life, and she's not very old. I mean, she's in her 50s, so she probably has a good 30 years ahead of her. It's like, you're going to wait 30 years to be happy? That sounds awful. I mean, I would not want to wait 30. And she said, that's not what I meant. I said, no, that is what you meant. You're saying that something in your experience right now is not valid or not good, and the only way it will be good is when you die and go to heaven. And, you know, and that's really what I feel that is another big stumbling block for people, is that I will be happy when I win the lottery. I will be happy when I win, or when I make $1 million. I'll be happy when I'm in a good relationship. You want to know what you're going to bring into? Even if you win the lottery, you don't have a container to hold it, so you won't be happy then. You're gonna blow through all of that money, and then you'll probably be worse off than you were before because you weren't ready to hold on to that money. You weren't ready to, and I don't want to say hold on to it, because money is one of those things, it's an energy, it flows in and out of our lives, kind of like the air we breathe. We breathe in, we breathe out, we have enough of it until we leave this planet. We will always have enough of it. In fact, I don't care how much money I say, I will give you this much money. If I had $1 trillion today and I said, I will give you $1 trillion tomorrow, but unfortunately the day after that, you won't be able to breathe anymore. You wouldn't trade that. You wouldn't want that. Because really, it's not, you know, breath is more valuable than money, and it's the most valuable substance we will ever have on the face of this planet, which is why spirit, which means breath, is always with us and is the most important thing to understand. And in every religion, you know, you go to spirit, pneuma, what are some other vital sources that represent our breath? Chi, it represents breath, I believe. But there, you know, it is the one vital source that is always with us. It's the one thing that God gave us to help us understand that we will always have what we need, that is, you know, that we don't have to be concerned about it. And I think that a lot of times people don't really have a desire to be a multi-trillionaire, a multi-billionaire. That isn't necessarily an innate desire in most people's heart. The innate desire in most people's heart is that I don't want to be afraid anymore. I don't want to be worried about the bill that's coming up, or they're afraid that I don't want to work this job anymore. Well, then stop working that job. Something is telling you to quit. You know, go find something else that you enjoy more first. That, you know, I'm not saying just quit your job immediately, but if you are saying that I will be happy when, and then ... whatever that is, it means that something needs to shift. Something has to change. And the one thing that that I have found at love, or my definition of love, which is a complete radical acceptance of just what is, does, is it motivates you to take action to get to your truest heart's desire. You will eventually take action to get there. You will step forward. You'll go find that new job. You'll quit your old job. You will start doing the things that you love because you recognize that you're the one that's creating all this anyway. And it just naturally comes into alignment. So anyway, that I know I've just talked a really long time, and ladies, I do apologize, but I'm going to go ahead and pass it back on to Cheyenne. See what her thoughts are on that.
That's fine. Everything that's said has a reason for being said. the first thing I would like to address is everything to me in my belief system is created out of one of two things, either fear or love.
Yeah.
Like you were saying. You know, you have a fear of not paying the bills, you have a fear of this, you have a fear of that. So you do things and react to those things, and it's fear. And then there's the other side where you do things out of love. Those are the two operatives that us as human beings do and create out of. If it's not one, it's the other. And if you really take the time and think about it, or even write it down, write down what you do and everything, and then right next to it, write down either fear or love. It's going to be one of those two things. I would like to go back a little bit to the manifesting period. I'm a real big believer, as I said, there's many different methods out there, and everyone normally has to find what works for them. But there are basics to it that must exist, which I had discussed before. You need to ask the universe. If you want something, instead of just sitting there thinking it, you know, our words carry a lot of energy. And that's why some people say, you know, your tongue can be like a blade. Everything that you say has a vibration. Everything that you say causes a reaction. So ask the universe for what you want. After you ask, visualize it. See it in your mind taking place. It actually happening. And go through all of the steps in this visualization of it coming and what you do and everything else. And then put the energy out into the universe like this one big ball. Just see it being pushed out of your body into the universe. And then thank the universe for receiving it and behave as it has already come, like it's already happened. Don't, you know, every single day after you do that, or later in the day after you do that, don't sit there and stress and say, oh no, it hasn't come, it's not going to come, it's not going to come. Because if you keep saying that, you're reinforcing it, it's not going to come. That shows that you have doubt. That shows that you don't have any faith or belief in creation, basically. So, you know, don't obsess about it every day. Once you let go of it, let go of it. You know, you're just going to go through your everyday life like it has already happened. There's just so many different things I want to talk about. It's kind of like the unconditional things that you were talking about, James. Everything that we do, if we did it unconditionally, there is so much more that opens energetically. That door opens. It's like if I make it a practice every single day. I go and do something for somebody, and they don't even know I did it. Because there's other people I know that need things or something to make somebody smile. I used to have massive containers of greeting cards and things. And I would just send them out to people. Just so they would have that 1 second of that day of getting something they weren't expecting, and so that they would smile and say, well, somebody thought of me today. That manifests things in a bigger picture, in a bigger form. And sound like Denise said, you know, if you're wanting to manifest something and you see something, put up one of those cork boards or something. Cut out pictures of what it is that you would like and put the picture on that cork board. When you ask for something from the universe, be very specific. Very specific. My guys taught me when I was very young, I would get things and I'd say, but, and they say, no, you have to be specific. You got what you wanted, but it wasn't exactly what I wanted. So you have to be specific when you see these things. I mean, if you can, possibly when you're visualizing, smell it. If it's something that you can smell, feel the texture of it, see the color of it. Make it as vivid and as real as you can when you're asking for these things. Also, you were saying about the moon, Denise. I use the moon all the time. Full moon, I do my prayers. And I do very lengthy prayers during a full moon. And 9 times out of 10, they all come into fruition by the new moon. So, you know, that's another practice that I use a lot for manifesting. And do your footwork. You know, hey, you guys are putting this out to the universe. Universe, sorry folks, in my opinion, sometimes, you know, it don't owe you anything. Nobody owes you anything. Energy is reciprocal, so to speak. So if you're going to ask for these things, do the footwork. You know, hey, you're wanting it, make sure that you handle what's here in the physical to help draw it in, to help bring it in, instead of it just falling out from the sky. A lot of people, that bothers them when I say things like that, but it's very true. And when it comes to the love thing, you know, it has to be unconditional. And I'd have to say, before I ever truly, truly loved someone else, I had to be honest, and I worked on myself a lot and learned to love myself. And after I learned to love myself, I ended up having a greater appreciation for things and a greater understanding of other human beings. But until I got to that point, and it's kind of like, you know, when those 2x4s from the universe hit you upside the head and says, hey, look, wake up. And that's sometimes what it took with me. So once I really loved myself, that's when I actually began to love everything else around me. And that's very, very important, because if you are not happy with yourself, if you do not love what you are doing in whatever manner, shape, form, that is going to throw a negative type of vibration into your system, your body, and everything that you try to do. It's like Denise says, if you don't think that you're worth it, well, why should anybody else think you're worth it? You have to think something of yourself. You have to love yourself unconditionally. So what? You're 10 pounds overweight. Doesn't mean that nobody's going to ask you out on a date. Doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to buy the clothes that you like or anything else. It just means that you're 10 pounds overweight. That's something that you can do something about. So learn to love yourself. Accept things unconditionally, and no matter what form they come, because they're coming in that form for a reason. If, you know, everybody was, it was kind of like you were talking about millionaire. My goodness. You know what? I hate to kill you, but it's kind of like me. You know, I'm not a millionaire. My biggest thing to me is my crystal. And the thing is that I have noticed most people that do come into a lot of money, you know what? They stay on the same level. The only thing that changes is they have more debt. They carry the same thing with them to the next stage. You know, they're on one level, they get the money, they move to the next level, well, you still got bills to pay, and you've got more debt to go along with it. So it's not going to change yet.
We're still here.
but it just, you know, it's kind of like just accept things. And if you're really wanting something and you're really needing something, put the passion into it. Put the heart into it. Put all of you into it, and then put it out there in the universe in a thought, and do the footwork. And I guarantee you, you're going to see something at some point in some shape or form. And with that, I'll go ahead and finish and pass it off to you, Denise.
Thank you, Cheyenne. More great points, all of you. Interesting about your story, James, is, I was laughing a little bit, so I hope you didn't take offense to that. But, yeah, I think we definitely have catalyst moments that we attract to get us to the next level. And it's one thing about experience is I think ever since I was 3, I've moved across the country or moved to another state every 3 years. And I kind of continued pretty much till I was probably in my late 20s. Just move. Actually, I probably won't. I'll probably still continue to move around the country. But yeah, I've always been on the move. So I've been kind of a gypsy my whole life. And in that experience, I've had to adapt to a lot of new schools, adapt to a lot of places, different cultures, all sorts of stuff. And it's really just built the person that I am, which is very nonchalant, c'est la vie. You know, it's just like human nature and even the education that we've all taken on, whether it's just life education or metaphysical education. It's all built to create new experience and more experience. But I think if you take every lesson that comes into your life, or you take every situation as a lesson that comes into your life to take you to the next level, you're going to already work that manifestation process of getting you to another vibration and another great vibration, another great vibration. So ultimately, you have to, again, have that attitude of gratitude that we've all spoken of, where you start counting your blessings more than your troubles, or you start looking at the blessing in the trouble or in the situation, and you look for more solutions and problems. And once you just start doing that, everything that comes in your path, whether you're subconsciously manifesting or consciously manifesting it out, you know, you're welcoming the lesson, because everything is a lesson. Whether you're manifesting a new lamp to something else, it is something that's a lesson in how the universe works and lesson in appreciation. And just there's lessons everywhere in every situation that manifests in your life. And Cheyenne, you also made another great point that kind of goes back to, oh no, now I'm forgetting it, back to the whole like space clearing, the feng shui, about, if a lot of people do this all the time, is when they buy a new house and let's say gone to the next level. So now they're in like a 5-bedroom house from maybe their 2-bedroom house, okay? And then they just start filling it with more and more stuff, you know, credit card, and then they've got all this crap in their closets, and then you have to have a yard sale every 2 weeks. So it's just one of those things where you really have to kind of look around you, appreciate what's there, but some things you should keep certain level just for sanity's sake. And I use this in feng shui a lot, is if you're going to go into that new big mansion or house or whatever, make sure you don't bring more clutter into the environment. Stick to your basics. Stick to the things that are necessary. It kind of goes back to sticking to your foundation. You know, what are your goals? What's your integrity? What do you believe in? Once you know who you are, you have your core values intact, those can't be messed with. They can't be cluttered upon, all that type of stuff. And it's necessary, too, when you go to a next level in life, that you take those foundation basics with you. Just because you don't want to pile things up. And you mentioned, like, if you win a lot of money or things of that nature, a lot more debt and it's a lot more responsibility and all that type of stuff. So just be ready for the new course in life of what you're asking for, because you know the saying, you know, be careful what you ask for because you might just get it. So I think it's writing things down, getting them out of your head, getting focused, and looking at maybe action steps that you can take and all that type of stuff is a brilliant way to manifest things in your life. Because sometimes when things are just on rewind in the head or in the subconscious, we're getting things that we're not even thinking about, and they're manifesting. We're wondering, why does this keep happening? And we spoke this in a previous show, why things keep happening in your life is, you know, you're just focusing on it too much. But if you really just want to narrow the focus, writing things down, drawing things out, really can help you to figure out exactly what you're looking for. And I say do your research. Education is a really great thing, and I think we all can expand our minds, learn new things, and really attract new things from that. So that's kind of my last thoughts when it comes to law of attraction, how to manifest is sometimes just get out of your head, but make sure you've got your core values intact. So when you do move up to a next level, you're not taking a lot of crap or trying to fill up a space because it was never, you know, filled up before and you didn't have so much or, you know, didn't have that experience. So build upon experiences in yourself as well. So back to you, James.
Excellent. Thank you. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I was disconnected and I had to call back, so I wasn't sure. No, I love what I especially love the write stuff down, you know, and or the vision board. Both of those things are tools that I use myself. And what happens is you're able to just write them down. Now, I don't really, like I was saying at the very beginning, I hold everything with an open hand, my beliefs, and I kind of hold my desires with an open hand. I may desire a red bicycle. That was an analogy that we used before, but maybe that desire will be fulfilled when I get a red motorcycle. You know, so I do think it's good to write them down and not hold on to the end result too tightly and really just allow the universe to kind of bring it in, you know, create the space for it. You definitely have to create the space for it. One of the things I loved letting go too. I mean, we have to let go of things that aren't serving us. A long time ago, someone walked me through a meditation, and they tricked me into a meditation. I've actually used it several times with other clients. And, you know, they said, breathe in. Okay, breathe out. Deep breath in, and then breathe out. And then they said, breathe in. They said, but this time I want you to hold it. And they had me hold it until I was very uncomfortable. And then the teacher that I was with said, now that's what it feels like when you're holding on to things that are no longer serving you. You can let go of your breath. And I was like, oh my goodness, that makes so much sense. If we don't let go of what, you know, what we have, and that's the feng shui thing that Denise was talking about, if we don't let go of the things that aren't serving us anymore, there's no room, there's no container for anything else to fit in. So I love that. I love you guys. I'm so grateful for the show and for our conversations. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to Natalie. Is Natalie with us?
Okay, Natalie's back, and yes, I hooked you back up, I think, three times, James. I kept watching you drop. James has dropped. And you know what? I was thinking, James is going to call this other number. I better go find it so I know it's James, not Tori. I mean, a lot of times the topic is one that I listen to, but I really listen to this, and I believe all of it. I think I have a fail at manifestation. There's probably a portion that I don't let it go. I keep thinking about it, and that's probably why it's not coming my way. Some things I just don't. One reader that I interviewed a while ago, she said that I download. She said, you don't hear, you don't see, you just download. She said, that's what you do. And I never thought of it that way, you know? I mean, I really didn't. But now that I'm listening to you guys, I'm hearing things that I do not do and that I should be doing. Even like with the site, I'm going to test it out, so look out. I'm gonna test it out. Oh, yeah, I like to talk to God in the morning and the angels in the morning. That's the best time for me. I wake up not feeling really good at that, not physically, but emotionally. I have a tough time sometimes, and that's when I reach out, you know, and I kind of gather my thoughts and everything, have my coffee with me, and that's when I talk to God. So I'm going to start this tomorrow, and I'm going to do a much better job because of all of the information I got from all of you. How wonderful it is. We have, of course, in the room tonight, we have to thank Priestess Candy, as usual. She is there bebopping around. She goes to Facebook. She goes back. And then we also have Stars Aeneas and our Stars Cosmic Denise was in the chat room, and our Stars Mystical Waters and Stars Roxy. And we have a guest that just came in, Miss Butterfly 25. And, you know, it's amazing, but everybody was commenting in the chat. If you could just see it, they're all saying, oh, yes, thanks, James. Yes, that's me. Thanks, Denise. Thanks, Cheyenne. And really, you know, I can see it all, but they're all, you know, so appreciative with whatever you say. I'm in awe. I'm in awe every week. I say that every week, but it's really true. I have probably, I think I have the very best with Stars, and we're going to do a little promo here. Kindle will be up. Our Mystic Living Today, which is mysticlivingtoday.com, is being put into Kindle by Stars Christina. That will be within the next maybe week or so, I'm thinking. We're very close. She's put it together. We're going through different things, adding pictures. I call them like little doodads. We have to put little things in. And make sure everybody's name is right and all that good stuff. This will be the first for Mystic Living Today. And also in the new issue online, which I'm doing tomorrow, I'm going to have a group called Ravenscroft. These guys are really good. And I'm venturing off with the magazine now a little bit. I'm going to add some other kinds of things to it besides the reviews. I'm going to have other features and all kinds of things. And I've never, because I have to, because the reviews will be over of the books, but the last one will be December, because Ricky, who does my reviews, decided to kind of go off and do her own thing and all that. She's worked for me for 10 years on it. So I thought, well, you know, when another door closes, oh my, what's this other door going to be? Well, here it is. Just hit me. Okay, going to start to go with the music world. And I'm excited about this. I had Loretta Lynn's granddaughter contact me. She's all excited. Can you imagine? Such a beautiful girl she is. Very, very talented. I'm going to do something on her. I'm getting more and more like that. So you can see where all of this is going. So wait till I start manifesting everything. Hold on to your seats. I'm just going to be a little. I'm going to be a little whirlwind running around here. I'm going to do it all. But anyways, I want to thank all of you. I want to thank James and Cheyenne and of course Denise. It's always so great. Oh yeah, and Candy just reminded me. Jazzy is Loretta Lynn's first name. Her granddaughter's first name. She just spoke in the room. But anyways, you know, this is a wonderful thing, and I hope all of you continue to come. We're going to have more good topics. Let's see, what else can I say? Oh, on Facebook, be sure to like us on Facebook, Star Psychics on Facebook, so you can connect with me, Natalie Sis. We're going to have a pumpkin carving contest starting tomorrow. It goes for 30 days. That's going to be fun. We're going to do things for, I don't know if we're going to do things for Thanksgiving. It depends on Christina and Candy, but I know Christmas and I know Valentine's we will. You've got that right. So lots of good things coming. The energy is really great. It seems to be rising. We're awful glad to have you back, Cheyenne, that you're starting to feel a little bit like yourself. Maybe not totally, but you will. And James, thank you. I love you guys so much. And everybody in the chat room, look at them all typing away, all typing away. It's just, it's really nice for me to see as the owner that I've kind of like put all this together and everybody is so happy. So with that, I will say goodnight to everyone. Have a good evening. And we'll see everybody next week. Love you guys. Bye.
All right.
Love you,
Matt.
Bye, everybody.